بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا، وإن الله أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين، فقال تعالى يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا، وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم، ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء يا ربي يا ربي، ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام، فأنى يستجاب لذلك. رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, verily Allah Ta'ala is pure and accepts only that which is pure. And verily Allah has commanded the believers to do that which He has commanded the messengers. So Allah Ta'ala has said, O you messengers, eat of the tayyibat, halal and wholesome foods, and perform righteous deeds. And Allah Ta'ala has said, O you who believe, eat of the lawful things that we have provided for you. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a man who, having journeyed far, disheveled and dusty, spreads out his hands to the sky saying, O Lord, O Lord, while his food is haram, unlawful, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram, and he has been nourished with haram. So how can his supplication be answered? In this hadith, we have been exhorted to consume pure and wholesome food. One of the most important things through which a mu'min obtains pure actions and deeds is pure food which is halal. Allah Ta'ala is entirely pure and free from all defects and deficiencies. He is at-tayyib, pure. And he only accepts that which is pure. When a person eats food, then the nutrients, the carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, that has an effect on the body, it assists the body, gives him energy in a positive way. And on the other hand, the chemicals, the pesticides, or whatever it is, harmful things, they affect the body negatively. So in exactly the same way, when a person has halal and tayyib food, pure food, it affects his iman in a positive way. And the amal coming out from his body, good amal. And if he has haram food, then it affects his iman in a negative way. And the amal emanating from that body is also sinful and disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Becomes disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith, there is an indication that actions are only acceptable through eating halal, wholesome food. Haram food corrupts actions and prevents the acceptance of dua. So just as we have those factors which contribute to a person's dua being readily accepted, a certain time, certain occasions, certain moment, and for example, on the day of Jumu'ah, or certain places like Arafah, Haramain Sharifain, certain occasions. So in the same way, those there are factors which become an impediment and barrier from the dua being accepted. And one of the main things is when a person consumes haram food. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask Allah Ta'ala to make me one of those whose du'as are answered, mustajabu da'wah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sa'd, make your food pure, halal, and your supplications will be answered by the one in whose hand is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person will cast a haram, impure morsel in his belly, and because of it, Allah will not accept his actions for 40 days. And any person whose flesh was nourished upon incest and usury, then the fire is most appropriate for it. Someone asked Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, how is it that from amongst all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, your du'as are always answered? Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said, when I raise a morsel to my mouth, I know where it came from and where it came out of. Same Sahabi Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu was one of the Ashra Mubashara. Those 10 Sahaba, many Sahaba were guaranteed Jannah, but those 10 Sahaba in one sitting, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave each one of them guarantee of entrance into Jannah. So this was the same Sahabi, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And it is this Sahabi radiallahu anhu, in the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu, when they were on a certain expedition against the Persians. And the incident we may have heard of when they were faced with a river in front of them, and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through that dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed that system. This is the water, the quality of the water normally If a person goes in it, he will drown. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them pass through this river on the surface, even without the hooves of the animals becoming wet. So this was that same Sahabi Sa'ad radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever buys a garment for 10 dirhams and 1 dirham of it is haram, then Allah ta'ala will not accept his prayer for as long as he wears that garment. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah narrated this hadith, and then he put his fingers in his ears and said, may they become deaf if I did not hear it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, showing us that he definitely heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the manner of his expression. We shouldn't misunderstand when we see these ahadith, a person's actions won't be accepted. What this means is a person, if he continues like this, then he won't be rewarded for his actions. But he still has to carry out those actions. Just like how a person is an employee of somebody, and he defaults, and that employer, he cuts off some of his wages, but he still has to go to work. So in the same way, a person, if he continues like this, in eating haram, then his actions won't be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he still has to carry out that obligation. As Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu mentioned, by one scrupulous avoidance of that which Allah forbids, Allah accepts his supplications and praises. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah mentioned, one who uses haram wealth in noble works is like one who endeavors to purify his clothes in urine. So we learn from this hadith that a person's du'as, his actions are accepted when he consumes halal. And halal is not only restricted to what many of us think, that only a person's intake, what he consumes. Definitely that is part of it, but also where he earns his wealth, from which avenue. Whether it's the transaction is halal. For this reason also, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask a person from where he earned his wealth and where he spent his wealth. So this is also important, and for this we have to find out from the ulama. Certain times a very minor change in the contract can render a contract invalid. If a small change is made to it, there are many details to this, then that contract will be halal and permissible. So for this we have to find out a person's intake, his transaction, all this year is included in halal and haram. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding and always grant us halal tayyib.